With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. In a moment, we'll talk about apps that help serve as intermediaries between divorcing parents. First, here are some tech headlines. Qualcomm said it would receive at least $4.5 billion from Apple as part of a legal settlement between the companies that ended more than 2 years of wrangling over the chipmaker's patent licensing fees. The payment range of between $4.5 billion and $4.7 billion was disclosed Wednesday in Qualcomm's fiscal second quarter earnings results. The payment was one of three prongs of a settlement last month that included a new six-year license agreement and a multi-year deal for Qualcomm to supply Apple with modem chips, the tiny wafers of silicon that handle communications with cell towers. Qualcomm's third quarter earnings forecast, excluding the one-time gain, came in below analyst expectations and its stock fell late Wednesday. Amazon.com is diving deeper into the Middle East's burgeoning market for online sales, launching the first Arabic language site under its own brand in a country better known for over-the-top malls, the United Arab Emirates. Amazon's move comes amid heightened competition for online retailers in the Persian Gulf, with the rise of Noon.com, a startup formed in 2017 with the backing from Saudi Arabia's oil-rich sovereign wealth fund. Amazon also has struggled to beat out local online retailers in Europe, India, and China, and faces slowing overseas sales growth despite dominance at home. Amazon on Wednesday replaced the website of its local subsidiary in the UAE, Souq.com, with Amazon.ae, and said it would now offer Arabic on the Amazon app and website. The new website includes the 30 million products from the Souq platform and 5 million new items from Amazon in the U.S. Still ahead, in a bid to make divorce proceedings more civil, more parents are turning to co-parenting apps. When parents divorce, the fights in court over things such as child custody can get particularly bitter. The Wall Street Journal says that to minimize discord and unnecessary court time, family law judges are increasingly ordering warring parents to use co-parenting apps. Yes, there's an app for everything. Julie Jargon is family and tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins us from Los Angeles. Julie, what are the advantages of these apps? Generally, what do they do?
Most of the apps are intended to provide one single place that keeps track for parents of their compliance with their court parenting plan. So everything from drop-offs and pickups to visitation to reimbursements for expenses, those are all kept in one place so that parents can easily keep track and show a judge when they do end up back in court. And also, it's intended to try to keep parents out of court so that they can communicate with each other in a civil manner and not have disputes over whether another parent did what they were supposed to do or answered an email when they were supposed to. Those types of little things that can bring parents back into the court can be eliminated if they handle everything within these apps.
I was curious to see who created these apps. Some of the people who created them were judges.
Right. Some were judges, former lawyers in family law courts. These people saw that there was a real need for some way to have parents communicate better with one another. They saw a lot of unnecessary court visits over small things that were not actually legal matters, things that could be resolved if parents communicated more effectively and kept track of all of their communications.
And again, they were ordered to use these apps by judges. You've talked with quite a few people who've been or are in divorce proceedings and who use these apps. Some are free and some aren't. You know, name some apps and describe how they work. And also you can name some of the people who use these apps.
Sure. I spoke to a family, the Handler family, who actually got divorced a long time ago, but they had used the app for many years. Their divorce went on for 13 years. It was a couple in Southern California. Their son is now grown. He's 23 years old. And they said that their use of the Our Family Wizard app really was a game changer in their divorce proceedings, because after they began using it, they were able to not put their son in the middle of disputes over whose turn it was to pick up the child, drop him off. They could effectively communicate with each other through that app. And the son, who is now grown, said that that really eliminated a lot of stress from him, that he was trying to keep his parents happy and he would be kind of a go-between for them. And that sort of went away when they turned to this Our Family Wizard app.
What other app caught your attention? Maybe either Co-Parenter or Cozy?
The Co-Parenter app was really interesting. That was one of the ones that was founded by a retired judge in a family law court. And what's really interesting about that one is that they offer people 24/7 access to family law professionals who can mediate conflicts via text. So let's say, like one parent I spoke to said that she was in a dispute with her ex-boyfriend, the father of her son, over whether to take him out on a night that he was sick and it was cold outside and it was his turn to have the little boy, but she wanted to keep him at home, and they disagreed on that. So they turned to a mediator, and within a short chat session, the mediator said, you know, it's probably in the best interest of the child to let the child just stay with his mom tonight because he's sick and it's cold outside. And the founders of this app said that they can resolve most disputes within 20 minutes of a text session between the parents and a mediator. And that keeps parents from having to go to court over some small dispute.
Now, there are also some free apps here, Julie, aren't there? What about Cozy?
Yes, Cozy is a free app. It was not intended specifically for divorced parents. It was kind of a targeted for all families, but divorced parents certainly use them. And it's really around its calendar. And there's a calendar that can be shared with up to 16 people. People can have access to shopping lists and to-do lists. And that enables family members and caregivers to all see where the child is supposed to be and coordinate care and pickups and drop-offs.
It seems like more and more people feel that these apps provide disputing parents with a big advantage over not having these apps and, you know, having to deal with things in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends, of course, on how willing the parents are to use them. Now, of course, if they're ordered by a court to use them, they're supposed to. That doesn't mean they always do. But one of the things that's interesting about some of the apps, including Our Family Wizard, is the use of a sort of a meter. Our Family Wizard calls it a tone meter. And that's kind of a little red bar that appears at the bottom of a message. And it kind of not only checks for specific words, but the tone of a text message between two parties. And it'll flag you if the tone of your message is becoming aggressive. And that can help the parents tone down their message to one another and try to keep things more civil, because obviously in these highly contested cases, you know, the tone of a parent's emotions may not be conveyed accurately, and one parent can mistake it for being aggressive, and communications can just kind of cease to be productive when one parent feels like the other is being rude. So there's this tone meter. Different apps call it different things, but some of them have this type of algorithm that figures out if you're using language or tone that is not considered neutral. And that, you know, that apparently can help people communicate more effectively.
Joining us via Skype from Los Angeles, Julie Jargon. She's the Wall Street Journal's family and tech columnist. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.